Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You sneaky bastard. We back. Another episode of Daddy Issues. Keon cannot stop playing with these doorstop modifications.
I'm 12 again.
It's like a cat, you know what I'm saying? The doorstop. The doorstop is fun, though.
It was. As a kid, I just sit there until I got yelled at.
Yeah, the doorstop is, it's a good time, man.
Simple things.
We dads. That's
yeah.
Why it's called daddy issues.
Steal.
We dads steal.
Steal.
My youngest son drove himself home when I picked him up from school last week. He drove himself to the crib. I was like, man.
You said youngest son.
Yeah, driving yourself to the crib, huh? That's it, man.
That's it.
He about to drive out of my life as well.
Yeah, no more kids. That's it.
I'm useless. He drove himself home. I was like, man, all I bring to the table now is money.
Money, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And they'll come back around. When
money and advice when they're getting.
If they ever ask for it. I could see Serene ask for advice. He'd be like, nah, I'm good.
I got it, Dad.
Yeah, I got this.
I'll raise myself.
I just didn't want to bring it up. That's sincere. Like, I'd rather not.
Are these discuss it. Are these headphones on?
I don't know. I don't hear myself, but I ain't
tripping. Oh, there it is.
Oh,
yeah.
I wasn't tripping though.
I wasn't either. I just sometimes I'd be talking low, so I wanted to make sure I was talking loud enough.
Yeah, me and my oldest son, we're gonna go to Hawaii next week. And you know what I'm saying, we're gonna bond it up. Nice little Hawaii trip.
Yeah, why is only related. He going?
Sincere didn't want to go.
Sincere,
he's like, man, I got school, man. I was like,
Sincere just be like,
he on it, man. Like, everything. If he didn't have school, he'd been like, cool, he didn't want to miss a week of school, which I respect it. Cause then you gotta do all the you gotta do your stuff early, or maybe you gotta do it late. He's straight A McGee.
Yeah.
So he like, nah.
I'd have been like, I'm out.
I'd have been on the plane waiting. I'd be like, Hawaii? I'm already on the plane. Where y'all at? But he was like, nah. I was like, all right. Suit yourself. So it's just going to be serene.
All right.
What's going on with the Poli boys?
Just growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Talking. He's starting to say some stuff.
He looking at you.
He talking
practice.
About me?
Yeah.
And then, that's it. Keelan is, Keelan getting, like, he turned into an adult, like, more and more of an adult.
Tell me
day.
You got a briefcase, man.
Every day.
When I see him next time, he's going to have a mustache, a briefcase.
That's all he's doing. He's just getting older. Super social now. Remember, he was all shy. He's super social now. He has his little friends.
Oh, he got a crew?
And then when people come over, he be crewed up.
Yeah.
He be trying to tag along, but he be little.
Yeah, they were like, the judgment.
Yeah.
Get him out of here, man. He's young. I relate to the younger brother thing, man. I was way younger than my brother, so I'd just be on the side. I'd be trying to crack jokes, try to get in on their little jokes, man. They'd give me nothing. Nothing, man. That's why I was like, man, I was surprised I was funny because my older brothers gave me nothing on the laugh tip. I was like, man, this is a tough crowd.
We used to make fun of Kyron all the time.
Man.
He was 7 years behind me, though.
Yeah. I was 5 and 10 behind my brothers, so it was just like, I was the tag along.
Yeah.
I didn't really need them. Like, you know, I didn't, like, I want to go with y'all. It was just, they were there, so I would come in with my little 2 cents. Let me chime in. They'd be like, womp, womp. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go back over here and play with these toys, read these comic books. If y'all need some jokes, let me know. They still a tough crowd, though. Sick of them. They still a tough crowd. But they be coming to shows, though.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mine well, might be
my middle one has, the older one.
Both of mine be coming. Well, you know, when they can, Kyron's in Vegas. So.
Yeah. Vegas, man. Vegas is a mediocre city, comedically.
Yeah.
They be laughing, but they... I've never walked away from Vegas like, man, they were just it's low on the city rankings.
Some I've had a few where it was
I've only had a few rare. Like one hand I performed out there.
Yeah, because Vegas you'll do a week straight.
Yeah,
and two of them shows be fire.
Right.
At a whole seven, you'd be like, man.
I don't even remember a show where I was just like Vegas.
Yeah, nah, like it's. Vegas ain't a city. It's like, I got to go back there.
Nah, this is like, give me the money. And then you just get the hell out of there. That's it, man. Because, you know, they see it all.
They see it all. And a lot of them be tourists.
Fireballs, people flying through there.
Drunk, they sleepy.
They make the audience disappear. Helicopters be landing on stage.
Yeah.
You get in there with your little jokes. They be like, all right, is the tiger going to come out or something? No tigers? All right. Yeah, man. But, man, this weekend...
I had a great weekend, though.
Man, the Midwest was incredible. Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, I go there Saturday.
Man, their energy was the best this year.
I'm excited now.
Louisville, Cincinnati, and Indianapolis.
Sorry.
They were all fire.
I'm going to Lexington.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's a different
on Saturday.
One. Have I been to Lexington? I feel like I have.
I ain't never been.
Sure. What you doing?
Just a one-nighter.
At a club?
What do you call it? Not private, but independent show.
Independent show?
Yeah.
Lexington.
But he wanted you to do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
He said you didn't get back to him.
Oh.
But I told him, too, like, only reason I even got back to him because a friend of his hit me and told me, hey, look out for this message in your DMs.
Oh, man.
Because, so he hit me in the DM, and I didn't pay no attention to it.
Yeah.
And then my boy was like, hey, this dude's legit. Like, he really do show. And I was like, all right. Because, you know, people be in our DMs all the time. Hey, I want to get you to come down and do it. And you give them that price, and they fold up.
They fade into the
show. Or they just don't know how much it takes to put on a show. But, he hit me, and I finally got back to him. And then he was like, he gave me my money up front, flight, hotel.
Nice.
Did it, done, deal. I ain't did nothing. What you want to eat when you get here? I was like, man, I like you. Black dude, super cool.
That's thorough. I like that.
Yeah, he was in and out. Like he was super professional. I was like, all right, go ahead. But I wouldn't have got back to him if it wasn't for my boy
DMs.
That.
I ain't seeing that.
Yeah. He was like, he legit, man. I was like, all right.
My DMs be jam-packed, man. I ain't going to see none of that. You better email me.
Yeah.
I don't be wanting my money up front too far in advance. Because then I'd be like, it's already in the account. It's just like, I need that.
Well, he gave me half. He didn't give me
half. Yeah, give me that half at least. You know what I mean? Then I'm like, all right, you know. Because if it's too far in advance, I'll be like, the show. It's not the same. I'm going to still do it, of course. Yeah. But it ain't the same type of energy. Something feels good about getting paid right after.
It does.
Like, yeah.
You feel like this is, I did a task.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the payment for your work.
Here's the compensation. But I'll tell you right now, man, that weekend in that little area this past weekend, they were on fire. I was like, man, okay. They were up there. And I just did Cincinnati a couple weeks ago at the Funny Bone, and they were dope. It was only one show. I was just like, ugh. It was mediocre. I do not know geography, man.
Yeah.
I did not know Cincinnati was that close to Kentucky.
Well, yeah, I'm flying into Cincinnati, and they're picking me up. And
you're flying into Kentucky, but it says the Cincinnati airport. That's how weird it is.
Wait,
when you
what?
Land, the Cincinnati airport is in Kentucky. Because when you leave, when I left the airport going to Cincinnati, it said, welcome to Ohio, after I was already driving away from the airport. And I was like, wait, what? It's in Kentucky. Because it literally, Cincinnati, you'll see the skyline here. There's a bridge here. That's Kentucky. That's how close they are. And I was like, I had no clue.
Then, I didn't know that.
Indiana is mad close, too.
I've been to Indiana, and I didn't know it was that
I
close.
Don't know where nothing is. I was like, wait, what? They all up in there?
Yeah, because I saw my flight, and I was like, hey, you know you got me flying into Cincinnati. He's like, oh, we're going to pick you up, dog. Don't worry about it, shot. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Cincinnati is literally right there. Across the water. It's just, that's all it is.
I did not know that.
I had no clue, man. I was like, oh, okay, all right. I don't know where nothing is, man. Once you get all up in the middle and the East Coast and Upper South, I'm like, I got nothing.
I had a good weekend comedically, though. You know how you have a good comedic? Yeah. Like this past week, I was like, oh, it was five just good sets.
Right.
I
was like, Rooster Teeth Feathers?
Yeah. And it was just fun.
In the Bay Area?
I got my stuff out. You know, the Sunday show, that was my... Let me see how this works.
Right.
Day, and that might have been the most fun show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fun when you up there just free, just like really working.
I was like, let me dust some of this stuff off and try this new stuff out. And
it's a good feeling when you do that.
The whole weekend was just fun. And shout out to Sam. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Tripoli? Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Sam Tripoli is a good dude, man.
He's a good dude, man.
Hey,
it was fun.
We'd be on the same show at the Comedy Store together a lot.
Yeah.
And usually I'm like right after him. It always works out that way. Or like maybe a comedian before or after, but we always like in the same time slot. So I see him up there. And the Comedy Store is just a different animal altogether.
Yeah, man.
The shows are just different in that room. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the OR.
The OR.
I caught the crowd hot coming in at 8 in the OR before. Mm-hmm. And that was fun.
Yeah, like when they put me on the early OR show,
Well,
like my spot is 9 o'clock, good times.
Yeah.
But that late night burning the midnight, oh, we going all night crowd. Oh man.
I'd be like, why do y'all show up?
They be there and then pretty soon they just want to leave, man. Yeah. And the comedians just keep coming one after another. They like, we gotta get the hell out. And once the audience has in their mind, we got to get the hell out of here. They just trying to find a slot to escape. They're not really taking in who's up there. He's just like, all right, when he gets off, we out of here.
They used to have him at Tripping a lot.
Man.
You know, Tripping would go all night, and then by the end, they'd be like, all right.
Crack 'em up is that every week. Every week, crack 'em up. They'd be like, man. We trying
so
to get out of here.
Yeah, they're like, all right.
You thinking about work. You ain't even taking in the jokes. It's like, how long is this show? That's one thing I did not want with Tony Bacon Friends. I was like, I want people to be like, man, it's over already?
Yeah.
Whew.
I don't understand the point of long shows.
People just, I don't either. You got the people in there. That's all you need.
Yeah.
From a producer standpoint, you got the butts in the seats. Then
what do you need to do over an hour and a half? And then after that, it's just overkill.
Keep them one more, man.
Yeah. I don't even understand the light running by comics. That'd be like, I'm hot. Well, get off. And they'd be like, I need to see more.
Leave them one
get
more.
Get off.
You done drained it out.
Yeah.
And now they like, you had me rolling 15 minutes. But then 25, I was done.
Just
like,
get off.
Yep. They get greedy, man. It'd be too good, too.
Yeah.
It'd be too good, too.
Which is weird to me because, like, I almost understand light running from a person who don't get stage time regularly.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, this is exciting. Like, when I be seeing the vets do it, y'all on stage all the time.
What are you
running the light for?
You got a full headline weekend coming up.
Yeah, what are you running this light? Get up every day all the time whenever you want. Why are you running the light?
Right.
You ain't never had this feeling. Get off.
Get the audience.
That's what I respect
taste.
About Bill Burr. Bill Burr will drop in.
Off.
I'm doing 10 and do 10 and get the hell off.
He'll get the hell off stage.
And I'm like, I don't understand why people run a light like that. It's ridiculous.
The light run, I'll be like, oh.
Especially if you hosting.
Oh, the host light
run?
I had
to host at the Improv one time, and everybody ran the light to the point where the first person ran the light, she bumped everybody
because
she was fresh off the movie, bumped everybody. Did a hot 20 up front.
Of course.
So the person after her was like, well, I'm doing 20. And the next person was doing. So the headliners of the show was pissed.
Right.
Because everybody know each other. And they was like, that's disrespectful to us as
your
peers.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all all ran out. And meanwhile, I'm the host. I had to stay the entire time.
Oh, man.
I was pissed.
That was my life for 3 years to crack them up. You know, every light run makes my night longer as a host. Every minute you go over the light is an extra minute I got to stay and be like, You guys want some more? You guys ready for more? Let's keep it going. I know you got to work in the morning. Very selfish. I'd be pissed too, man. That's why I don't like going up. Like in the city of L.A., they'd be like, oh, you headline. I don't want the headline spot. Yeah. Put me in the middle every time. Yeah, I don't need last. That. Oh, you going, they saving the best for last. No, they not. They just saving me for last.
Yeah, because then you're going to throw up four guest spots. They gonna run the light.
Man,
everybody just disrespectful. The like, middle, it's just ridiculous.
It's a selfish game.
Like, respect the show.
They out here like me. Let me get this moment. Let me get this. I'm killing the crowd. They needed me. They needed this right here, you know?
I get up and do my time.
Do your time. Get the hell out of here.
I don't care if the dismount is awkward. If that light come up and I'm mid, I'd be like, oh, that's it.
Yep.
I just get off.
My dismounts be trash anyway.
Just get up. I don't care.
My dismounts be that awkward first date. So we had a good time, huh? You don't know whether to hug or go in for the kiss. Mad awkward, man. Dumb awkward. Man, Sincere hit me up. He texted me. I felt horrible. It's like anytime the boys text me up, I'll be like, hey, guys, you know. And he hit me up. He's like, you going to be in town for Avengers? And I was like, nah. And he was like, dang. And I was like, oh. It hurts. Because that has been the moment. You know what I'm saying? That has been the nice little bond and we hanging out. I'm going to be in Florida.
I got to get my tickets.
Yeah, man, you ain't going, man.
Oh, no. Avengers, I went last time.
When you going?
Avengers and Black Panther.
When you watching Avengers?
I don't know. Because I got to see.
This is going to be out for 2 weeks.
I got to see what I got to, if she can watch them. But I definitely want to go. I want to go opening weekend because I don't want people.
Ruining it. Spoiler city.
Like, last time I went the weekend after, and I already had seen the disappearing thing. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like.
Oh, if you can't be on Instagram.
Yeah, you can't do nothing.
You can't do. You're going to have to shut your phone off.
We're going to open the night
in Florida. And the trailer came on yesterday. We went to the movie.
I still haven't seen the trailer. Every time I come on, I literally go like this. Like, I don't want to see or hear nothing.
We were walking into the movie theater. I saw, like, an old footage of Captain America. I turned right back around.
Yeah.
Waited outside.
I did see the trailer for X-Men, but it looked good, though.
Yeah, so I need to see the trailer for that because they be fumbling with the X-Men.
But it was
movies.
Weird because they're using the young X-Men people.
Yeah.
But they're doing Phoenix. But I thought they already did Phoenix with the older ones.
They did.
So it's weird.
They low key know they screwed up the universe with that. So now they want to start over. Yeah. But they still gonna mess up the story. The Dark Phoenix saga, don't get me started. That's a different podcast.
Yeah, ain't they supposed to go to space and all kind of stuff?
They supposed to be out in space. Yeah. They supposed to be on Earth. They supposed to be coming back from space when Dark Phoenix flips out.
Yeah.
And then she beats the X-Men, dips off, destroys the whole planet, comes back and like, what's going on, guys? And then, you know, this Imperial, like, yo, she killed a whole planet.
Everybody.
She has to die. Like, well, Jean, no. And Jean's like, I didn't do that. She don't have no recollection.
Yeah.
And so, none of that. I don't know what they're going to do here.
I don't know. It looked good, though, the trailer.
The trailer does look pretty decent. But they be fumbling up the. Because the X-Men have always been my favorite Marvel Universe.
X-Men was growing up. Me and Keith played X-Men. I would always Gambit. I had this. My dad's old robe was my jacket.
Yeah, like, the trench coat.
And I would keep the cards in the jacket. And I got really good at flicking cards.
Yeah.
Like, so I would flick them, like, and I cut them one time. I was like, chop, chop, chop. I would bend them around corners. Like, I was really good at it. And he would always be Wolverine. He'd get the pencils, tape them to his hand.
Also, he didn't have a healing factor with the cutting.
Not in real life.
What's your healing factor, Logan?
We used to play X-Men all the time. But that robe would get hot, though.
Man, that's
I'm like, is Gambit supposed to sweat like that?
Nah, he is. Well, he's from the Bayou. It's humid down there. Gambit's dope, man. But they have always been my favorite, just more so because the whole message with the X-Men is just dope, man. Like, they were born with the powers. They weren't given to them, so people look down on them. You know, it's a great mirror to America. And they still fight for humanity even though they be dissing them and calling them.
I be feeling Magneto. I be like,
I feel you feel where the villain is coming from. He has a good point. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that whole dynamic between him and Charles Xavier. They were just always the best. And the diversity and stuff. Like, yes,
but X-Men was just dope. Then as a kid, you thought that could happen. Like, when I hit puberty.
Right. My power's going
to come in. I used to be waiting. I hit 13 and nothing happened.
My healing factor. You cut yourself to see if it healed up? Nothing.
I wanted power so bad.
Nothing, man.
And one thing I never – and I know now that I'm an adult that it's realistic – That's how people react. But I never understood why people freaked out if people had powers. I was like, this should be cool.
It depends on the power.
Why are y'all like mad at people?
Yeah. It's
like,
scary.
Look at these freaks. And I'm like, that's dope. He can climb walls. This is amazing.
It's the fear. The people just shook. They're doing a movie called Brightburn where it's like, what if Superman was evil?
Oh, he'd destroy
everything. So it's like, he's a kid. It's just like Martha and them, you know, raising a kid. But this kid is killing people.
Yeah.
So that's a movie coming out in May. And I'm like, yo, that looks dope. And it's just like, what can you do?
Yeah.
What you going to do?
Not
Superman evil? You're done. They did that before in the comic books with Squadron Supreme. It was a serial killer with Superman-like strength. He would get a prostitute, take him to the little house and rip their limbs off, just kill him. And I was like, what can you do? That's the flip side to the fear. Like,
yeah,
what if they just want to kill us all? And then, you know, this is that story. So it looks dope and creepy.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so we'll see how that is. They showed too much in the trailer, though. I'm sick of Just give us a taste.
Yeah, I don't. The trailers have gotten way too long. Granted, the movies are way longer, but
I don't mind that.
I don't need all this.
Yeah,
less is more.
Yeah, I don't mind the long movie, but the trailer just give us the bits.
Yeah, I don't need all that. Man.
They be scared. Movies ain't gonna make money. Like, let's do another trailer. Let's do trailer 13.
Yeah. I hope summer movies is good this time.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this summer. I got my grill.
Oh, man.
I've been grilling like crazy.
Grilling it up, huh?
I'm just summer ready. I shaved my head. I'm just summer.
You a dad, man.
I'm just summer ready.
You pops out here. Pops on the grill.
I just like, I was like, last night I got hot. Like, I was about to give myself a regular fade. I got hot. I was like, you know what?
Man.
And let me tell you something. I walked outside and that breeze hit my head. Mm-hmm. I felt like Eddie Kane when I was like, oh, it felt so good. It felt so good.
It's the life, man.
I might not grow it back.
I wish I could get some type of procedure where my hair never grew on top of my head. I wish I could get that. When people be like, he's bald, I'll be like, I don't care. I love it. I hate that I have to shave every couple of days.
Yeah, like people ask me, how come I won't cut it like all the way off? I'm like, because it's going to grow back.
Right.
Like, but I'll keep it. I can keep it like this with the buzz.
Yeah, you can do the peanut with that.
Oh, it feels good.
I'd be wanting that. Man, I wish there was a procedure. I would like. Just the head, though. You know, I would love that, man.
Because Cotty was
to shave again.
She was like, you going to cut your hair? I was like, you know what? I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I just don't feel it. I just shaved. I just started going.
Right.
I was like, this feels great.
It's so easy.
It's so easy.
You got to worry about the.
Yeah, like, it was late. That's what happened, too. It was late. And I was like, if I do a full fit, I got to pay attention. Like, I got to try.
You got to be all in.
And I was like, I just want to go to bed. And mm-hmm. I was just like, G.I. Jane. Just, yeah. And I was like, this feels great.
It's fantastic, man. Alien 3. Fantastic. It's a great feeling, man.
Anyway.
We didn't talk about this last episode, but the latest general social survey finds that 28% of young men ages 18 to 30 are celibate. They celibate out here.
By choice?
Well, by this definition, celibate is defined as not having had sex in the past year. This is up 18% from 2008. The number of celibate young women is 18%, up from 9% in 2008. Why was 2008 the base point?
Yeah, but, that's weird. 10 years ago, maybe? Well,
maybe 10 years, I don't know, a decade. It's like, let's give it a decade. I don't know. But that, surprisingly, you know, the men are higher than the women.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, because I know more women that are like, I'm celibate. I'm celibate. I hear that more from women than men. Like,
that's why I said, is it by choice?
I don't know.
Because I know women be smashing out here.
Oh, women definitely
like,
be smashing.
Like, out of my friends, like, people always, like, the common theme, people think dudes is out here getting it in. And that's not true.
Right.
The athletes are. The good-looking guys are. The guys with money. Mm-hmm. The guy, yeah, they smashing a lot. But right. The average Joe walking around the street every day, his partner number, it ain't that high.
Right.
But my regular female friends, they numbers be higher than my regular male friends.
Yeah, because they can get in.
They can get in. More. So that's why I'm like, is it on purpose or is it? Because it doesn't shock me that the guys ain't getting it.
Right.
On the regular.
And I don't know if the survey says whether it's by choice or not, but I definitely see guys struggling to get, you know, they just be out here. It'd be some dudes, I'd be like, I wonder if he is getting any action.
Yeah. I can always tell how people be acting. Action. I'd be like, you don't be around women. You don't.
Yeah, I don't know how you could even, you know what I mean? But I would always hear women. There's certain women that I've known, they'd be like, hey, I'm celibate. I'd be like, ah. Back when I was single, it would be like, they would tell me that, and I'd be like, oh.
But even that, I'd be like, are you? Because then cut to, you know, a month or two later, yeah, I just couldn't hold it.
Yeah, they'd be crumbling every time.
Yeah, so I'd be like, are you?
And I've only known, like, maybe one or two dudes say, I'm celibate. And I was like, oh.
I did it before. I did, like, 8 months.
I think I did, like, I feel like I did around 10 months, almost a year one time.
I did
when I was
months.
Single, I was just like, ah.
Yeah, I was like, I want to, well, it was, because I was wilding.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, I'm going to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it was like a month or two, then 4 months. And then after 4 months, I just forgot about it.
You just breezed through after a while.
I was just like, and then it got to 8. And then another person who was supposed to be celibate caught me slipping. And then we both messed. And that was it. And
hilarious.
I was just back down the rabbit hole.
Hilarious.
But I did a strong 8.
For me, it was like, for me, celibacy is easier when you're single. For me, because
well,
you know,
ain't that the only time
up.
You can do it?
You're not laid up. Well, you could be celibate in a relationship.
Who the hell's doing that?
They wait for marriage.
Oh yeah,
that happens all the time.
Yeah. You see, I was like,
yeah, I was like, people.
I was flipped out.
Yeah, like, who's
you doing
that?
That?
A lot of people, you know,
what
for religious reasons mainly, but. Yeah. That would be harder for me because we hanging out, we hugging up, we laid up. I can't hold out.
Nah.
But like if I'm single, you know, you don't have to be around. You'd be like, nah, I ain't coming over. You know, I ain't. But when you're around that person trying to do the celibacy, that's the tough
one. I don't know how people do that.
I don't know how people make it through. That's why they get married so fast, too, low key. You're like, we getting married. Y'all been together 2 months. Yeah, we're just waiting for marriage.
She came out the shower. I proposed. We getting married the next day.
Yeah, that's all it is. Y'all couldn't wait. But, man, with the single celibacy, that's easy work.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Once you get past, if you coming off I'm used to getting it, once you get past that, you know,
right.
methadone phase where you wean yourself off, then you good. That first month after, though, when I was doing it the first month, I was like, let me call somebody.
Scratching it up.
It started slowly. By month four, I just remember being like, I don't care.
Right. I was just living life. I was just working, existing, going to bed.
Off top, struggle city. I was having cold sweats at night.
And porn helps, man. Porn helps.
Oh, yeah.
That calms you down. Watch a good porn clip, and then I'm good. You go in there and snack. I go straight to the kitchen.
Every time.
Every time.
Wash my hands and straight to the kitchen.
Yep. I don't know what that is, but it's who I am. Now, they're saying, if this study is correct, is celibacy a bad thing? Why not?
I mean, I know my focus was real, like after the 4 months.
I feel like sex is definitely a distraction.
My focus after I was focused as hell.
Yeah.
I was getting stuff done.
The infinite pursuit of ass is a distraction.
But coming off it at first, though, it was like, it was the opposite. Like, I was thinking about that all the time, and it messes up my mood.
Okay.
Like, if I'm not releasing regularly, I'm not a fun person to be around. Like, at all.
Yeah.
It really messes my mood up. So, the first, like, month or two, it was bad. And then after, like, the 4 months, then I was, like...
Yeah,
I was getting stuff done.
It's like that. This is one of the best episodes of Seinfeld, in my opinion.
Oh, when George got smart?
When George got smarter and Elaine got dumber. Because, like, Elaine... And that episode was just so genius to me because it was hilarious. He's like, you are using part of your brain that you have never used before. Now you ain't thinking about sex.
And he was so smart.
Yeah, he was killing it. And I was like, yes, that's so dope. And, like, you know, that's why, you know, fighters, you know, they don't smash before a fight.
Well, that's their body too, their legs and everything. They got to keep everything.
Oh, your legs get weaker after smash? You got soft legs?
Just in general.
But your legs, man. You've been smashing? No, man. And their legs be trembling.
Like, I don't know how long. I remember I smashed before a game one time.
Mm-hmm. Like right before?
Like after school, and then we had a game like later.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like 16 in the first half, and I scored nothing in the second half. I was just
Did you
done.
Smash at halftime?
No, I smashed before the game, so I still had a little left in the tank. But by halftime,
oh, you
I
had
nothing
left.
So the second half, I was just out there like. These legs is wobbly. I got nothing in here.
That's funny. Yeah, man.
Never did that again.
I think celibacy is a good thing because, for one, I don't think it hurts anybody. Two, it'll keep the STD count down and pregnancy down.
Yeah.
You know
and
what I mean?
I'm tired of people not being scared of neither one of those anymore.
People act like.
Those are real.
STDs
and nobody cares.
Are so real and prevalent.
Nobody
wants
cares.
To talk about them.
Nobody
Anytime
cares
I
about
mention
it.
Them on social media, it's Cricket City. They be quiet. I be like, why are you quiet, guys?
They just, I'm like, what? Because like, that's what kept me at bay when I was younger, was kids and STDs.
Man, dog.
And even when I got older, I was just like, I'm strapping. I don't want no kids and no STDs. Like,
right.
People just be like, whatever happens, happens. I'm not rolling the dice like this.
It's never been my numbers are a lot lower than they could have been because I'm always thinking about STDs.
Yeah.
I'm like always thinking. If a girl come out the blue and be like, yo, you want some of this? Nah, STD. That's immediately where I'm going. You just going to offer up the goods and you just met me like this? You got herpes. I'm immediately going there in my mind.
Yeah.
And like people act like they're not even scared when they go get checkups. Like, of course I don't have that. How could you be that pompous you was out in these streets?
Yeah. Like, I remember my first AIDS test, HIV test. Man, I was sick.
And you had to wait the 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Man.
And then what made me sick was the questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, they asked you all these questions. And I didn't know the answer to some of them.
Yeah.
How many partners have you? I don't know.
Oh, man.
And I was just like, I remember the lady was there when I was like, what if you don't know? And the way she looked at me.
She was disgusted. The judgment. She was like.
I was like, you're not supposed to be judging people with it.
What you mean?
But I was like, what if you don't know the answer to this one and this one? She was like, just write something down.
Yeah, just
and I was like,
filth.
Like, when she looked at me, I was like, I got it. I got it. I'm definitely about to
disgust.
Die. I got it.
Man. Yeah, because they'll ask you the hard-hitting question. And HIV tests are so easy now. You get your results in minutes.
Yeah.
So it's like, you ain't got no excuse now. I thought you had an excuse before, but like, at least people are not real with it. They try to front. Everybody try to front. They don't want to bring it up because I don't want to offend them.
Yeah.
Your life is on the line.
Exactly.
I'm going to offend you.
I remember when I got my test back and it was clean, I stapled it on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people would come over, I was like.
You show them. Show them the paperwork.
Like it was a degree. I was proud.
Show them the paperwork.
I was like,
man.
I'm out here clean.
My paperwork would be in my top drawer. Sitting there like, all right, top drawer. You know what I'm saying? Woo! But every time it's scary. But I'm paranoid in general about health.
Yeah.
You know, it's cancer. What is it? I remember I just did a sickle cell screening in college just to do it, just to support what they were doing. And I'm shook. I know I ain't had sickle cell. Keon, it would have been established by college. But I was still like, whew, when do I get the results? How will I know if I get the sickle cell? You let me know.
I'm usually the opposite. I'm usually like, I ain't got that.
Nah, I be paranoid. Like, I think I got cancer right now as we talking on this show.
Like, even when we take the boys in and do stuff, and we waiting on the test results, I'll be like. And, like, when she had, you know, the boys, you know, you go in for testing all the time. Cause they checking everything. So they checking her for everything all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, you ain't got it. We're fine.
Yeah, man. When I got my blood work done last month, I was like, give it to me straight. You just be waiting, you know what I'm saying? Then you come back. Vitamin D is low. Oh. Vitamin D, I knew it. Now I'm paranoid about vitamin D. I'm a hypochondriac, low key, but you know.
Yeah.
All the other stuff was good.
I don't know why people don't be caring.
They need to care and act like they care and talk about it.
Yeah.
That'd be the problem.
I don't understand. But we're both very upfront with everything, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's easy for us to be like, you know what you got?
Yep.
That's just how we are. Like, a lot of people be shy about it. I'll be like, man, put it out there.
What you got? You got anything? You ever had an STD? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'll talk about anything.
If you're thinking about having sex with a person, just come out and say, if you ever had an STD, you got one now. When was the last time you got checked? Don't
be
like,
how dare you? Are you smashing any streets? Yeah. Okay, that's not a crazy question.
And if they get offended, then that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Or if they be like, I got my paperwork right now. I remember I sent Sabrina my paperwork before we ever did anything. I sent her a picture of my paperwork.
faxed it over.
Yeah, she was like, oh, the paperwork, you know what I'm saying, out the gate.
I don't understand offended either, especially if me and you finna get down and we ain't known each other that long. I know I'm not the only person you've ever done this
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
So why are you offended if I'm asking you this? This exactly. is ridiculous.
Yep.
You definitely ain't the first person I've done this with. Mm-hmm. So why are you offended?
Right.
We out here living life, which fine, live your life. Mm-hmm. Just why can't we ask questions?
Stop fronting, man.
This is ridiculous.
What you offended by?
Yeah.
I would never be offended. She's like, if a girl
do
was
I
like,
look like I got something? Nobody looks like they got something. What kind of question?
If you did, we wouldn't even be this far in the conversation.
Exactly. If you look like you had something, when you walked up, I'd be like, ugh, get out of here.
Right.
You'd be like, you go
somewhere. Whoa. No. You come out the alley like that.
Disgusting.
Oh. Yeah, man. Y'all need to get together in the communication streets. Your life is on the line.
Yeah.
Watch the movie It Follows. It's a perfect STD movie.
Yeah. I remember the first STD movie I watched was Kids.
Oh yeah, that movie
Kids
had
me.
That movie
terrified.
Was gritty, man. Gritty.
And Casper was trash.
Casper was.
He's a rapist.
He paid the ultimate price too. He got what he deserved.
But I felt bad for the girl.
I felt bad for her, of course. Yeah. She don't even know. Oh, that movie was a one and done for me. I never want to see that movie.
I never watched it again.
I never want to see it again. I remember that was the first time I saw Rosario Dawson. She's been working ever since. But man, that movie was like,
that's impactful though, to do it with children too.
Oh yeah. That movie was gritty. I was like, ooh, this movie right here. And that director, man, he be making some stuff you can't watch it like. Yeah. It says also, why do you think that more young men are celibate?
I mean, if they're doing it by choice, I think maybe they're just trying to focus. But I have to see who's doing it by choice.
You got to see.
Because I don't think these dudes is doing this by choice.
Right.
Nah, I just don't. There's too many dudes out here struggling to be passing on it. They get it. Like, because dudes, like, I know dudes. They be like, she offer, I'm taking. Right. I like who like me.
Yeah.
Like, so many dudes live by that motto. Right. I like who like me.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just take, you know, whoever's throwing. So I don't know if it's on purpose or what.
You know what's funny? Like, the I like who like me, I never had that because the girls who like me, I wasn't feeling.
Yeah.
At a certain, like, when I was young.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like, oh, okay. And then some girls was, like, cool, but I was scared. So when I found out that they liked me officially, I would fade into the shrubbery. Just out of just pure, you know, being shook.
Yeah.
But initially, it was like, nah, she feeling me? You know.
Yeah.
I'll pass. And then, you know. As you get older, you be like, oh, all right, well, you know. And once you lose the fear of sex, then it's like, you're willing to dabble a little bit more. But that initial fear kept me at bay, man.
Yeah,
these young men that are celibate now, it's probably a combination of, like, maybe they want to focus more. Maybe it's religion purposes. And maybe it's they can't get none. You know what I'm saying? They out here just struggling. And they have to be celibate. And on the advice that we give to a listener who's one of these celibate men, whatever reason you're doing it for, I mean, just be true to you. If it's for religious purposes, respect. If it's just for you just want to focus and, like, you know, you just want to smash somebody special, that's good too.
Come here.
I respect that as well. So whatever your reason is, ain't no harm in celibacy. That's my main thing.
Kendrick, no, it ain't none of that. Come here.
Kendrick over here wilding. You know what I'm saying? He's celibate too as well.
From what I know, from what he's told me.
Kendrick is celibate. He don't like the topic.
What's your problem?
It's funny when kids be crying and you don't know the source.
He,
he got the goldfish. Jerk. He got the drinks. Oh, he fighting the producer. It's going down, man. It's chaos in the studio, guys, man. Kendrick is out here wilding. He's on the news. You know what I'm saying? He's chilling now. He's on TMZ. The cameras are rolling. Lights, camera, action. But celibacy ain't a bad thing, man. It can't hurt. And what do I think about the incel movement? What's incel again?
It's involuntary celibate.
Oh, involuntary celibacy.
So these guys are online and they meet in chat rooms.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that what? Well, what I think of that movement is they're just not good with women, obviously. Either it's the way they look, the way they carry themselves, or just their personality in general. Women are not giving them the time of day. And so now they want to come together in a support group and say, oh, they're conspiring to get. It's not that deep.
No, it's not.
It's just not that deep.
Sounds like a bunch of losers.
Yeah, that's the feeling I'm getting.
That's what it is. I seen an episode of it on SVU.
Oh, wow.
I'm a big SVU watch. I've seen every episode of SVU.
Man.
So, these dudes basically, they was like, we can't get none. And they were just angry and just like start being abusive and whatever. Oh. Like, just crazy losers.
Mm-hmm.
Just losers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, look at the energy you're putting out.
Right, exactly.
Because like people be like, it's easy for good-looking guys to talk or athletes, yada, yada, yada. But it's like, I know a bunch of dudes who ain't the best looking and not in shape, but they just got confidence.
Right.
They swag, or they funny, or like, mm-hmm. and they put out good energy.
Right.
How many dudes you know, the girl, or how many girls you heard be like, oh, he was my friend, and then, you know, mm-hmm. he just.
I didn't like him like that at first, but then he just. You hear that all the time.
All the time.
I wasn't even attracted to him like that, to be honest.
Just
but
put
then,
out that good energy,
yep.
a little confidence,
mm-hmm.
joke here and there. You good.
You in there, man.
You good.
Because women will go beneath the surface eventually.
Once you start being the creep or the weirdo, they out of there.
They out of there.
Every time they out of there.
Incel. It take one thing, they be like, ugh, I'm out of here.
You weirdos.
Yeah. Let's go to questions, man.
Yeah. David Europe. That's a dope name.
Yeah, I wonder if this was real last name.
Trevor Noah talked about being sick of woke people, in quotes, bugging about every little thing. What's the craziest hotep or overwoke comment you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man. I get a lot of those.
Like that's what I based
everything's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But woke people, they can never have fun.
Yeah, it looks like
fun in life.
I be seeing some people online. I'm like, your life looks exhausting.
Man, it has to be.
You don't enjoy anything.
You don't enjoy nothing.
I saw a dude doing that. That's when I started doing Akbar, the character, because I saw a dude doing it. I was like, yo, how do you live life?
Right.
If everything is some conspiracy or racist or like, how do you?
It's exhausting.
You look tired.
The government's behind this. You eating this. Well, you got to think about this. I'm like, all right, man, this. How can you live life like this, man?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then I don't even know if I believe you.
Right.
Because you're online talking.
Mm-hmm.
How you living your real life?
Right. What you doing on the day-to-day?
Yeah.
You know.
Like even all these people that be talking about, you know, diet. You not eating like Dr. Sebi. You not.
Right.
He was on a real, real vegan diet.
Right.
You not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You not.
Well, Dr. Sebi said, what you know about what he said?
Yeah.
You ain't doing it.
You ain't doing it.
You ain't doing it.
Well, I believe, you know, blah, blah. Well, did you go out there and do? That's the thing, too. You talking.
Right.
What's your actions about?
Talking is mad easy.
Everybody can talk. What is your actions?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the craziest thing I ever heard, though, was.
But yeah, nothing is sticking out, but if I sat and thought.
If I'd have to go through my timeline.
Yeah, but it's just annoying. It gets annoying.
It does get
after
annoying.
Why everything's a conspiracy and all of this and that and the third and the government did this. Now, the government can't be trusted. I don't trust the government.
Oh, no, not at all.
Don't get me wrong. But every little thing they ain't in on.
Yeah. But okay. And the thing is, I'm glad that people are more social aware. I'm glad that people are asking more questions.
Right.
I'm glad. I mean, that's dope. But then you got the people who are just going over the top.
And then you start to lose credibility and mess up the whole movement.
Yeah.
Because everything, you're crying wolf on everything.
Yeah, and I don't like that. I don't like we have enough real things to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Enough real things to complain about. And I don't like when people do fuss over nothing or make it a big deal. And that's every extremist group, whether it's feminists, gay rights, black rights, everybody who do the most, I'd be like, shut your ass up.
Right. Like, you don't want to get to the point of, shut the hell up.
Shut up.
For the people that's on the, because you always going to have the haters.
Yeah.
Or just the people on the fence. You don't want to be like, you don't want them to be like, man, shut your ass up, man. It's always something. You know, so yeah.
It's annoying.
Another question from basic YouTuber, Keanu Tony. I'm not a father yet, but I plan on being one in the near future.
Oh, he going wrong.
Yeah, he condoms off. What advice do you have for helping out my girl with the pregnancy and making it easier on her? What advice do you have for helping out my girl with the pregnancy and making it easier on her? I'm a man. I can't give you that advice.
No, he's saying, what's his job, I think he's saying.
For helping her out.
Like, what's he supposed to do?
Oh, making it easy. Oh, okay. Yeah. Just, you know.
Don't be arguing. It's take his least amount of stress off.
Keep the stress low.
Keep the stress low. And then, you know, understand that she is not in control of everything she's doing.
Right.
Some of these emotions is going to be out of control. And you can't be like, what you mad at me for? She don't know.
Right.
Like, she's just having a bad day. Just ride it. I remember I made some chicken one time. She went in the kitchen, looked at the kitchen, and started crying. She's like, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, but I started laughing. I ain't going to.
Right.
I started laughing. And she started laughing. She's like, I can't control this. Like, yeah. It's just, I'm all over the place. And then there was days where I just got cussed out for no reason.
Yeah.
But I knew it wasn't me. Like, mm-hmm. I was just like, all right, I'll just take this. Like, whatever.
Yeah. If you can take that and not make it a full-fledged argument, you good. You bringing the stress down. You letting her get those emotions out. And then that's going to help the baby out in the long run. And just do anything you can on the, like, running errands or the physical stuff, you know, massage the feet, you know, give her a back rub. You know. Let her know she's not in this by herself. And she should be good.
But, yeah, any of the stuff, they don't mean that stuff they say they don't mean. They just can't help it.
Yeah.
She was giving birth to this one, and she was like, I hate you.
Of course.
I was like, all right. Well, that's what's happening. And then immediately she's like, I didn't mean that.
Of course, yeah. In the moment, man, when you're in pain.
Just whatever.
When you're in absolute pain, nothing matters.
Yeah, and them hormones, they just, it's like they know they're doing, they cannot control it.
Right.
They cannot control those mood swings. They cannot control the depressed feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They can none of that. So your only job is just to take a bunch of L's, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a person that can just take it, but. If you could think past that and look at the long run and what's going on.
Yeah, she's carrying your child.
Right.
You know, just eat some of those.
Yeah. That's the best advice. Basic YouTuber. Is that your real name? And, how much time we got on the clock, Cam? I can't see. 40. Oh, okay.
Oh, we're good.
Let me do another question. Deborsha Goshe. Goshe?
What is that from?
Goshe.
I'd like to know.
Deborsha Goshe. I hope I said your name right. I probably butchered it.
You gave it an accent, too.
I did. I threw that in there. If you were just starting in a new relationship with someone and someone you don't know told you that person you are seeing ends up hurting people physically, would you look into it, break up with them instantly, or keep seeing them to see what happens? And the person that said this has great evidence, but you have not seen if you have not seen it, they just say, look this up.
Wait, I got to read it again.
Yeah, it's tough. So basically what you're saying is you've heard that somebody you're seeing was physically abusive to somebody else. So you want to know, do you break up with them instantly or keep seeing them to see what happens to you?
Oh, okay. I'm
reading it. I would say definitely look it up.
I'd have to look it up. Yeah, I got to.
You definitely got to look into that.
I got to look into it.
Especially if the source is credible. It's a source that you trust. Look it up. Pay attention to it. You know, I would say even bring it up. If it's somebody that you seriously considering.
And you said great evidence. So I'm assuming they have some kind of proof or something.
If it's somebody you seriously considering, bring it up to them. If it's somebody you're not even that serious with to begin with, I say break up instantly.
Yeah.
If it's great evidence, it's a great source. Why even try to? And don't wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just see if he hits me. I don't know if that's what you're saying, but definitely don't stick around that long. You know, that's a red flag and a half. So if he out there physically hurting people, bring it up.
And from what I've heard from women is it if he's done it before, he'll do it again.
Right.
From what I've heard.
It's always the pattern.
Like, I know
people change.
Yeah.
But
I know a young lady who a dude tried it once or whatever and it was fine for a while and then tried it again and that's just who he is.
Yeah.
Just
and then you know, I don't want to discredit people who put it like this. If this person really did used to do that, and now he really changed his life, when you bring it up to him, he'll be understanding that you're bringing it up.
Yeah.
And then you can go from there. If he's willing to communicate about his past issues, then that's a good step in the right direction, meaning he's very aware of it. Yeah. He's working on it. That's a good thing.
But if, he gets defensive, he fire off.
Oh, he fire off just on the bring up?
Just get out.
Get the hell out of Dodge. Tap out. Get the hell out of there. Tell him Tony and Keon said get the hell out of there. And if he wants some smoke, we got it. Well, now let me see who it is first because he might be a professional fighter.
I remember one time I tried to do the right thing. I lived in an apartment, and the girl – across the hall was getting worked over. What happened was we was all chilling, and we just heard a bang on the like boom, boom, boom. Open the door, bat. And we was like, whoa.
Right.
She opens the door for some weird reason, and you just hear. I mean, it's we're not even in our apartment. It's across the hall.
Wow.
And it's loud.
Yeah.
So we call the cops. Mm-hmm. You know, try to do. We 19 years old.
Right.
We're in college, so we call the cops. They come to our house, guns drawn, M16s.
Oh, wow.
And they like, come outside, blah, blah. So finally we come out and we're like, yo, and our house is dark. We turn off the light. We like, maybe they'll just go away.
Right.
And they just open the door. So somebody opened the door. One of our teammates actually in the back, like he's asleep.
Yeah.
And we was like, please come out, bro, for they come in here blasting.
Uh-huh.
Finally he come out and they was like, we heard there was disturbance. We was like, no, that's across the street. I mean, it's across the hall. It's not us. So they knock on the door. She answers the door, bloodied up, blah, blah. So they put the cuffs on and they taking them away. She's sitting there like, don't take them away. I was like, come on. I was so mad. I was mad I had guns drawn in my face.
Yeah.
Trying to do the right thing by you. And you defending this loser.
This could have been your origin story for villainy on abusive help outs. Like, I vowed never to help somebody out again.
I don't think I have since.
Man, I mean, have you seen it since? Because I never see it. I'm never around it, so I don't
know. That was the first time I actually, like, you know, I didn't see what was going on, but we knew what was going on.
That's super close and personal.
And when she answered the door, she was jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she was like, don't take him, blah blah. He was white trash looking dude.
Yeah,
I mean, like just. And I was just like, why are you defending this dude?
Right.
And why did you when he banged on that door? I was like, don't open that door.
Right. Please
I knew what was gonna happen when he banged on the door.
Right.
And I was like, don't open it. And then that was it.
And it's funny too. Like in my soul, I feel like I'm a mind my business type of person, but I found out I'm not when this dude was trying to get aggressive with this dude just playing a guitar, singing songs for money in Burbank Square.
Yeah.
He had a knife. I stepped up, and I was like, I'm surprised I did that. But it was in the moment. I was like, man, I ain't about to – man, sit down somewhere. And then I was thinking in my mind, all right, how am I going to disarm this dude when he turns his aggression to me?
But,
so I once I did that, I'm like, if I see a girl getting hands put on her, I'm not just going to sit there.
Yeah.
I know that now. Like when people be recording women getting mopped up.
I don't like the recording of anything.
I can't be the recorder. The video evidence is important. It's important for somebody to record it.
But I'm saying like, okay, but like I saw.
Everybody else has to help.
Yeah, I saw the dude in New York. I mean, he got arrested. Mm-hmm. But dude in New York that walked up to the old lady that was sitting by herself and just kicking her.
Oh, yeah.
And all those people were filming. I'm none of you are going to. First of all. He even if you're scary, right? Even if you're quote unquote a punk,
right?
He's so focused. You could have snuck him,
on
the side and knocked him smooth
out. I would have beat his.
I didn't
ass.
Understand how everybody's watching this dude kick this old woman.
That video
made me
angry. I would have tore his ass up on the L train.
I'm like, he's not. I'm cocking back. He's not seeing it. And the ones you don't see, it's only going to take one hit because he's going to knock.
That's
he's going to get knocked out.
That's it.
If
man.
You don't see it coming, you get knocked out.
That's all you had to do.
And that side of the head, he would have fell out.
Mm-hmm. That's all you had to do. And I would have, because that's not even a situation where the day in a relationship. That's a straight dude beating up an old one. That's the classic. Let me handle this.
Yeah.
Moment, and they just sitting there recording it.
Everybody was recording.
Y'all
trash, I was so
mad.
Man. I was like,
multiple angles. Y'all got multiple angles like this is a film for film school.
Not one of y'all decided.
Nobody's pulling up. Ugh, trash.
It made me so mad.
I'd have been all in that dude's
No
case.
Weapon.
Nah.
He had no weapon. Then he walked off the bus calmly. Everybody let him walk off the bus. Like, nobody did nothing.
Nobody kicked him in the back or nothing.
And then nobody even walked up to the old lady to see if she was all right.
I'd have kicked him in the back just because I'd have been petty. I'd have ran up with the double foot kick.
Yeah.
I would have ran up, gave him the double kick to his back. You know what I mean? Come on,
I just didn't understand
man.
How nobody did nothing.
That's the world we live in. Let's record instead of helping. Now, what I would like, if my girl with me, all right, record this, I'm going to step in, you know. Yeah. That way you got some evidence for the, you know, because you need that video sometimes for the courts.
And I get it's hard to step in because you never know what the other person.
You never know. You could potentially die.
Yeah, and you never know what the other person, like, especially in domestic situations. You never know what the person going to defend them.
Mm-hmm. Like, they jump
dude,
you.
Yeah, I remember this dude was wilding on Bart, and Cotty was like, you need to vote. I forgot. I don't even know what the situation. It wasn't domestic, but dude was just wilding out.
Yeah.
And Cotty jumped up and said something, and immediately in my head, I was like, nah, I got to fight.
Exactly. What's like, your girl step
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I was like, nah, I got to fight.
Here we go.
Because you wanted to be social activist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, So I switched seats with her, sat on the outside, and I was like, all right, we got to do this.
Right.
But as soon as we came to the stop, the BART cops came on.
Okay.
And then that was it. But I was already prepared. I was taking off my jacket. I was like, I got to go.
Once your girl come in, then you going to turn around. Oh, you want some of this bitch? And then now you got to be in.
Here you go.
You signed me up for this for the record.
Yeah. If I take this L, it's your fault.
Right. It's on your head. All right. Well, shoot. We answered some questions this time, man. It's been another episode of Daddy Issues. We appreciate y'all, man. If you got any questions for us, ask us in the comment section of the YouTube. We'll tackle them on the show. You can find us anywhere you get your podcast, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in, listening and watching and question asking and all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all. You can find me anywhere. TonyBakerComedy.com. You got everything you need to know right up in there. What about you, Keon?
Yeah, just at Keon Pulley.
Keon Pulley, everything. Man.
I got to get my website up. It's ridiculous.
Snap. Tone, I think I just broke
this.
Just
twist it back in.
Oh, twist it back in. Okay, all right. You know, I just broke something. But anyway, man, we'll see y'all next time, man. We out here.
All right, y'all.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.